Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Talkback time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
This is SENZ. It is Mornings with Ian Smith. Thanks to Brandt, your local John Deere equipment supplier. Ricardo Ball in for Smithy. It is time to take your calls. Talkback time, of course. SEN's caller of the month wins an Oklahoma Joe's Blackjack Charcoal Kettle Grill, thanks to Aber Living as well. That should be just about due to be drawn, actually, and we'll let the winner know coming up soon. But still, your chance to give us a call on 0800 150 811. 0800 150 811. That is the number, and Zaid has called through. G'day, Zaid. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you.
It's a story, mate. What do you want to talk this morning?
I think France put out too much of a B-side. I think they were kind of chilling them a bit too much. And I know they already qualified for the group stages, but I think they were trying to coast it a bit too much, and they clearly left too many players out.
Mm. It didn't matter in the end. They still finished top of their group. So if you're the coach, you go, I got 11 players. I got 11 players, some game time, and I managed to rest some of my big stars because it's, you know, three games in about 9-10 days. So from a French coach point of view, it's good management of his squad, I think, and it hasn't impacted. Mbappe didn't start. No, he came off the bench, played about the last half hour.
If the way it's going, if Argentina wins, will they play Australia?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, and that's looking very likely because they are 2-0 up against Poland now with 15 minutes left.
Well, not being mean, but I think Aussie will be bundled out. That's Aussie's World Cup over.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, the round of 16 is the furthest they've ever gotten. They got there in 2006 and lost to eventual champions Italy. So it might be a case of history repeating, eh?
And I want to get on to the cricket. How annoying is that weather? Two overs short of the Black Caps getting that win last night again. It just shows how bad November's been, and maybe having cricket in November just doesn't work.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, this I think this series against the Indians was originally supposed to be December. They moved it forward to November because the Black Caps have got to go and make up those games they missed in Pakistan, right? So we had a text through yesterday, Zaid, from somebody who said, look, you know, just ask a farmer. November is spring and it's one of the wettest months in New Zealand every year. Why put cricket on?
Yeah, I know. So a bit of a waste of time there.
Yeah, indeed, mate. But, I mean, the guys looked pretty good, didn't they? I mean, they were in a very dominant position. According to the Duckworth-Lewis, they would have won that if they'd had another two overs down.
Yeah, apparently they hit Duckworth-Lewis by 50.
Yeah, so they were well in front. Yeah, they certainly are well in control. And, you know, it's a series win against India. We'll take that. It would have been nice to do it 2-0, but 1-0 will do. So it's all the same at the end of the day.
Well, the T20 one, that could have been close as well because remember, they went off at Duckworth-Lewis and that was tied as well.
Mm, that's right. That's right. So, yeah. It's played a bit of a part. That's for sure, mate. Now I see actually out of the England camp going to Pakistan because England play Pakistan. I think that's due to start tonight in a test. But a whole bunch of the English players are down sick, so I'm not sure if that's going to go ahead.
Oh yeah. And Tai Tuivasa's fighting this week in the UFC.
Mm, yep. And Tyson Fury's fighting Derek Chisora as well, so there's plenty of fight sports on.
I think Chisora's going to get cleaned the floor up. He's going to get hammered.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Tyson Fury.
There's only one thing that's going to happen there, knockout, I think.
Yeah.
I can't see that going the distance.
It'll be like a 6th, 7th round, somewhere around there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, good stuff, Ben. Hey, thanks for your call, Zaid.
Yeah. All good, thank you.
Cheers, 0800 150 811. 0800 150 811 is the number. Tell you who else is doing really well at the moment, and that is the Breakers. The Breakers are flying in the NBL. Considering what happened last year, or the last couple of seasons, Breakers are going great guns. I looked at this about a week ago. They were still paying $15 to win the championship. They're now into $1.52. So they've played 13, won 10, lost 3. They lead Sydney at the top. They're two games ahead of Sydney, the Kings, at the moment. And they are, let me try and do the maths on this one, a long way ahead of Cairns as well. And the South East Melbourne Phoenix, who they actually play tonight. Now, NBL Overtime is a show in Australia where they talk about the NBL, and they were giving the Breakers some love.
Huge weekend for them once again, and they just continue to get better.
I love them. And I'm almost at the point of saying this team's going to win the championship.
Oh, wow.
Because they are playing at a higher level than any other team in the league right now. No doubt about that. On a heater and really connected. Everybody playing really well. And then the import trio, I mean, we might be having to start to talk about whether or not this is the greatest import trio of New Zealand Breakers history.
Oh.
We might need to start having that conversation at some point because they are absolutely elite. Modi Mayor has that team playing at a super high level. And I love the way they go about it at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, Modi Mayor doing a great job. And yeah, hats off, I think, to the ownership group as well. They learned their lessons. They tried to do something different with the Breakers. They realised it didn't work. We had a couple of very lean seasons, to put it politely. They've gone back to how they used to do things, how that squad used to look, and look what's happened. Modi Mayor, also a very much a man management guy, and the players seem to love playing for him as well. So good to see from the Breakers. Scott's joined us on 0800 150 811. G'day, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Ricardo. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. What did you want to cover off?
World Cup. It's been pretty difficult with the old multis, hasn't it? With
I've been torpedoed so many times. This World Cup has done me.
I've been close on multiple occasions with quite a few of them, paying quite a bit as well. And you're sort of if it's one of the 2 o'clock games, obviously not getting up to watch that one, but you get up to watch the 5 o'clock game, go and check and see your multi's been completely destroyed by a game you wouldn't even think it would be destroyed by.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right there, because I had a multi that was destroyed by Croatia-Morocco being nil-all, because I didn't think Morocco were going to be as good as they have been. And then this morning I had a multi that had Denmark winning, France winning and Argentina winning, and I woke up and went, well, that's toast as well.
Yeah, no, it has. It's I've had quite a few exactly the same thing, and I mean, full credit to Australia. I mean, it's good for them and good for football over there, and it's a pity it's not us, but it is good for them to go through as well. The thing I was going to check with you, just because I'm driving, I can't check, but if Argentina finished top, that means they would meet Brazil in the semi-final again, wouldn't it?
If they finish top, yeah, they're back on track to play Brazil in the semi. It also means they get Australia in the next round.
Yeah, I think they'll cruise past them. They've obviously they lost to the Saudis first up, and they didn't look that impressive. But I think since their last game, and I haven't actually got to see any of this morning's game, but they seem to have clicked all of a sudden. So it will be interesting, because I think Brazil haven't quite clicked yet, so it'll be interesting to see how they go once they start coming up against a few harder teams as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Brazilians have played probably their two toughest group games so far. I think they should have too much for Cameroon, and the way Cameroon play, they'll be a bit more open, whereas, the Serbs and the Swiss are very structured and resilient sides. And no Neymar either, I believe, for the last group game, but I think they'll win that reasonably comfortably. I tell you, that's the one I'm looking forward to, though, is the Swiss versus the Serbs. I don't remember if you, I don't know if you remember the 2018 World Cup when those two teams played. I think it was that a round of 16 game, or was that a group game as well? But there was no love lost in that one, shall we say. I think that'll be plenty tasty.
I think you're exactly right. I think it was the round of 16 in that one, and it'll be interesting to see what the TAB are checking on three plus cards.
Yeah.
I think quite a few of the games have been paying about $5 for three plus cards for each team. So it might be one to definitely jump on again.
Yeah, I reckon. Now, news out of the England camp, not massive news because he hasn't really featured, but Ben White, the Arsenal sort of right back slash centre back, has gone home for personal reasons, and he's not coming back apparently. What have you made of England so far at the World Cup? I mean, they've got Senegal next. You would think they'd get past there, so that's a quarter final.
Yeah, I think Senegal, it will be tougher. I think it'll be a slightly tough to go. They should have too much to go through. I mean, when you look across the squad, just how much quality they've got in that team. But I think, as you've said in the past, that Southgate can be a bit too conservative and you know, doesn't always look to go for it. I mean, that first half against Wales, you know, completely explains that. But I think, you know, they should have the quality to get past Senegal at the end of the day. But saying that, you know, I'll chuck it in my multi and probably it'll throw up and ruin that one as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, is that quarterfinal, if it goes to as we would expect it, which, as you have said, Scott, is no guarantee at this World Cup, but if things go as you would expect, it means that quarterfinal on the 11th of December would be France-England.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, yeah, you've got to, I mean, the French, apart from last night's game, they've looked good. I mean, obviously they made a few changes last night, so that's always not going to help as well. But, you know, when they've got their first team together, they do look pretty good at the moment. And I'll probably say, you know, probably the slight favourites. But as I wouldn't write off Argentina at this stage because they look like they've just started to click.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I know they lost that game to Saudi Arabia, and maybe they just needed that to take the pressure off. But heading into that, they'd won, what, 36 on the bounce? So, this game against Poland, I know you're driving, so you haven't seen it, but I would say this is one of the most dominant performances I've seen at the World Cup. They've completely, you know, Poland haven't really had much chance at all. This is kind of England-Wales sort of dominant.
Yeah, and their Polish team's not a bad team as well. So, I mean, if Argentina are completely dominating them, you know, it just shows that they have sort of possibly, you know, hit a bit of form, and, you know, they do look like they could be pretty dangerous, and it will make it a hopefully a tasty semi-final as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed, Scott. All right, all good. Thanks very much for your call, mate.
No worries. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. You can give us a call, 0800 150 811, 0800 150 811. A reminder that the caller of the month will win an Oklahoma Joe's Blackjack Charcoal Kettle Grill, thanks to Able Living.